are fatal shootings by police on the decline in California? That is the contention by a law enforcement-backed group in a recent video. Capital Public Radio's PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols fact-checked the group's claim.
Protect California is supporting one of two bills at the state capitol that would address when police can use deadly force. It favors a bill that maintains the threshold of using deadly force when reasonable. A competing proposal would change the standard to when necessary. Here's what Protect California claimed about police shootings.
Heard the ACLU talk about California's epidemic of police violence? It's not true. Fatalities and officer-involved shootings have actually decreased 40% in California since 2015. Learn the facts at ProtectCA.com.
The group relied on stats from the Washington Post database on police shootings, which is considered more comprehensive than any government data. It shows fatal shootings by police did indeed drop 40% from 192 4 years ago down to 115 last year. In between, however, the numbers fluctuated greatly. They averaged about 150 per year.
The data are kind of all over the place. I think that right now it seems too soon to establish a trend.
That's Lizzie Buchan of the ACLU of Northern California. She wrote a blog for the civil rights group describing police shootings in the state as an epidemic. The ACLU supports the bill with a stricter standard for using deadly force.
Yes, I stand by the use of the word epidemic. I think it is an enormous problem in California.
Whether it's an epidemic is up for debate. In the end, we found the number of fatal shootings did drop significantly last year, but there's not enough information right now to call it a trend. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.